this is James Perdue speaking. You're listening to Secret 24 of the 52 Secrets My Mom Never Told Me About Internet Marketing. And this particular session is going to be a little bit shorter than normal, but I think there's a lot of value in it. And why do I say that? Well, we're talking about collecting email addresses. Now, last week, and the last 2 weeks actually, we talked first about having a newsletter or an e-zine, and then last week we talked about using pop-ups to collect email addresses. And this particular session is about a variation on the pop-up. Now, remember the pop-up window from last week was that secondary web page that opened up, smaller window than the first or the main page, and it gave some options or allowed people to fill in their name and their email address in exchange for some valuable information. And what we're going to do is exactly the same thing, but we're going to use a little bit of psychology. And how do we do that? Well, instead of opening up a secondary web page window, what I'm going to suggest is that you open up something called a dialog box or a Windows or a Macintosh systems dialog box. Well, what is it? Well, it's that gray window that opens up that it looks like it's part of a program. It doesn't look like it's part of a website. It looks like it's part of a program or the operating system. And what it does is it contains text. First of all, it grabs your attention, doesn't it? Because it looks like it's something important, not part of the website. That's the first thing. The second thing is that you can put some text in there that allows you to create a compelling offer to your customer. And again, we're offering something of value to them that they would want in exchange for their email address. And the way that this tool works, it's a little piece of JavaScript that you install on any web page. And what it does is it says, here's what I'm willing to offer you. All of these bonuses, click here, which is click OK, to go ahead and receive them. And the JavaScript, what it does is it actually uses the built-in email client from your visitor, and it says to the email client, it says, hey, send me this email to this address with this subject line. And the program takes care of everything. All your user has to do is click OK, and they get the bonuses that you've given them. Now, of course, you've got to send them. What it's doing is it's sending an email to you on an email address that you coded into this little piece of JavaScript with a subject line that you decided on. And what happens is as soon as you receive that request, you've collected the email address. Now all you have to do is send them back exactly what it is that you said you were going to send them. They've paid you an email address. You have to reply to that payment with whatever you promised them. Now, the tool that I use to do this is something called Opt-in Automator, and I've included the link there in this mail for you to go take a look at it. And it does some really neat things. First of all, it's a little application that actually allows you to create the JavaScript. I don't know how to code anything, so I just use the tool, and it tells me or walks me through everything to do. Secondly, it adjusts or allows you to control how many times the request comes up. You can have it each time they visit. You could have once a day. You can have it when the page loads. You can have it a number of seconds after the page loads. And then you can also have it when people leave your site. So here's some valuable things that you can test to see which works best on your site. Is it a pop-up page that's an HTML page with an offer? Or maybe it's a system-looking JavaScript opt-in automator pager. Here's some homework for you. Go take a look at Opt-in Automator, but also test for 1 week with both systems on your site and see which one collects more email addresses for you. This has been James Maduke speaking. You've been listening to Secret 24 from the 52 Secrets My Mom Never Told Me About.